Breaking news now from the courts this lunchtime. Businessman Jim Mansfield Jr. has been found guilty at the Special Criminal Court of attempting to pervert the course of justice by directing that CCTV footage be destroyed. However, he has been acquitted of conspiring with others to have one of his employees kidnapped by a criminal gang. Mr. Mansfield, who is 54 and from Saggart House in Saggart in Dublin, had pleaded not guilty to both counts in a trial that started in late 2020. For more, let's talk to our courts correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. Orla, perhaps first of all, the background to this case.
Well, this relates to events that took place on the morning of June the 9th, 2015. Martin Byrne was a long-time employee of the Mansfield family. He was employed as a security expert. He'd previously been head of security at City West Hotel when that was owned by the Mansfield family. And he went to a meeting with former INLA terrorist Desi O'Hare and former Republican paramilitary Declan Duffy on the morning of June the 9th, 2015. He was reluctant to go. There had been a previous meeting the previous month which hadn't gone particularly well. And the prosecution alleged he was lured to this meeting by his employer, Jim Mansfield Jr. Mansfield left the meeting. The prosecution said he was told, "Your work here is done," by either O'Hare or Duffy. And Mr. Byrne was subsequently falsely imprisoned and was told he had to leave his home, which was in a converted stables owned by the Mansfield family. O'Hare has already been jailed for 7 years and Duffy for 6 years for the false imprisonment of Martin Byrne. This trial started in late 2020. It's gone on obviously for some time, including a 7-month adjournment, and the Special Criminal Court delivered its verdict today.
So what was said in court today?
Well, the three judges found that Jim Mansfield Jr. had knowingly involved O'Hare and Duffy in his efforts to recover assets that had been lost by the family in the 2008 financial crash, but there was insufficient evidence to find that he knew about the kidnap plot. Mr. Justice Alex Owens said it was the most likely scenario that Mansfield had lured Mr. Byrne to a meeting with O'Hare and Duffy on the morning of June the 9th, 2015. But the court could not reasonably exclude the possibilities that O'Hare had misled Mansfield about the purpose of the meeting or that Mansfield was not privy to the kidnap plot. He said the court had no way of knowing how much knowledge Mansfield had of the forces he would unleash by involving O'Hare and Duffy, who were described by the court as very dangerous players. The judge said there was no doubt Mansfield had lied to Gordy when he claimed he had nothing to do with the meeting, but he said that was not sufficient to prove that he was involved in the plot. The court did convict Mansfield of directing Martin Byrne's brother Patrick to destroy a hard drive containing CCTV footage. Now, this showed Jim Mansfield Jr. leaving the Finstown House Hotel with Martin Byrne on the morning in question. Mr. Justice Owens said Mansfield had later described the men who attacked Martin Byrne as these animals, but had arranged to destroy a piece of evidence which connected him to those men and to the events which had put Martin Byrne in harm's way. Defence Counsel Bernard Condon applied for bail, saying his client had been acquitted of the substantive issue before the court, the one that had taken up most of the court's time, and had always answered his bail. But the court, after briefly considering the matter, remanded Mansfield in custody, saying he had now been convicted of quite a serious offence relating to quite serious matters, and the sentencing hearing is due to take place on February the 7th. The prosecuting counsel, Shane Costello, said he would like the time to gather victim impact statements, but Mr. Condon for the defence has said he doesn't believe such statements apply in respect of the charge that Mr. Mansfield has been convicted of. So it remains to be seen if there will be any victim impact statements when the court resumes on February the 7th.
Very good. Orla O'Donnell, legal affairs correspondent. Thank you for that.